You're listening to SBS News.
Fiona Phillips first dived into the world of politics, fighting to save her local community pool in the New South Wales South Coast community of Nowra.
So I was 39 years of age and four young children and a member of my local swimming club. The council wanted to close the pool. I had no interest in politics whatsoever, ever. I was pretty annoyed that the local council at that stage wanted to close the pool, and all I could see was people's faces that enjoyed the pool.
Miss Phillips's successful long-fought grassroots campaign propelled her into federal politics. She claimed victory in the highly contested seat of Gilmore, beating out the Prime Minister's pick, Warren Mundine, at the May election. Mr. Mundine's last-minute candidacy did not sit well with some in the electorate, and Miss Phillips says her focus on the community helped secure her win.
Sometimes I felt like a racehorse with blinkers on, and I just had to put it to the side, because it was really quite distracting when what I was concentrating on was commitments for our electorate, talking to people, making sure that our policies were okay and things like that. But yeah, look, I think the community obviously made up their mind, and I think the community can tell, you know, what's real and not, and I think that's what happened.
The new Labor MP joins a record number of women in the new parliament, who now make up a third of all federal MPs, including the first openly gay female Liberal MP in the lower house. But Angie Bell wants to be remembered for much more.
For me, being openly gay is not the defining thing. I think there's a lot more to me personally than just my sexuality. Obviously, there's the music side of things, there's the education side of things, there's the business side of things. And there are, you know, many other areas of, hopefully, that are more interesting about me than that. But I can see the significance of that.
Angie Bell takes over from the long-serving Steve Chobo on Queensland's Gold Coast in the seat of Moncrief. She's no stranger to public office, serving as president for LNP Women, an organisation pushing for more female representation. Miss Bell denying claims the Liberal Party has a problem with women.
I don't believe the Liberal Party has a problem with women. I've never had a problem in the Liberal Party because I'm a woman, ever. So I would refute that we actually have a problem. I would also say that we have improved the percentage of women.
The Liberal National Party now has 28 women across the parliament, 14 in the lower house and 14 in the Senate. While it is an increase from the previous term, it's almost half of Labor's 46 female representatives, who now have 28 MPs and 18 senators. The Labor Party is now closer to making its quota of 50% women by 2025. Fiona Phillips again.
The Labor Party obviously has done a lot of work, obviously creating a culture where we have more females. And I'm just so lucky. I mean, what wonderful role models I have, like Tanya Plibersek, Linda Burney, you know, Penny Wong. The list just goes on and on.
Many in the Liberal Party don't support quotas, despite seeing an exodus of women leave the previous parliament amid claims of intimidation and bullying. Angie Bell says quotas don't quite work for the Liberal Party.
And we essentially, as a party, believe in reward for effort, and that's why I'm in the Liberal Party and the Liberal National Party in Queensland. Being a woman is not a barrier in the Liberal National Party. So I've never ever been bullied by anybody in the party, and I can say that hand on heart.
One thing both new MPs agree on, a more diverse parliament is a positive for Australia.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.